The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. I'm your host, DJ Romeo. You're listening to the Huddle Up Podcast, where I talk about the latest things on pro football and fantasy football. Every game, every play, every week. Welcome to my episode 2, covering the second week of October 2024. We're diving into some major NFL headlines from week 6 that just passed, discussing breakout performances, injuries, what this all means for fantasy, your fantasy teams, fantasy rosters. And yeah, let's jump right into it. So first of all, for my first thing I want to talk about, I want to highlight the three major games from this past weekend. The first game was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers battling the New Orleans Saints. This was an explosive game from the start. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers put up 51 points in this game against the New Orleans defense. The game ended 51-27. You know, if you like offense, defense, special teams, just football in general, this was one of the best games to watch in Week 6. Both teams combined for 78 points, 5 passing touchdowns, 50 first downs, about 900 yards of offense, 3 rushing touchdowns, 5 interceptions. Baker Mayfield, quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he threw 3 by himself. Spencer Rattler was starting for the New Orleans Saints for the first time of the season. He was a second-year player that got traded from the Atlanta Falcons. And yeah, there was a fumble return for a touchdown, a punt return for a score, and this game had pretty much everything. Chris Godwin, wide receiver for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, went crazy in this game. He had over 120 receiving yards, 11 receptions, 2 touchdowns. So he went crazy for your fantasy teams, for sure. For the second game I want to talk about is the Lions versus the Cowboys. This is one of the shocking ones of the game. Not maybe because the Lions won this game, but it's just because the way they won. The score was 47-9, and it was in Dallas. Dallas only put up 9 points, so 3 field goals in their home stadium, and the Lions scored 47 points. In my opinion, I think the Detroit Lions are probably the best team in the NFC right now. They're probably the most complete team. Probably the most complete team in football. Even though they've lost the game, I still do think they possess like all the weapons they need, especially on offense. They have 2 elite running backs in David Montgomery and Gibbs, St. Brown, Sam LaPorta, and all the and an elite offensive line, probably the best in football. And yeah, the Lions offense was in rhythm all afternoon. They went almost like 5 yards every offensive play. The Cowboys struggled with their defense. Had major injuries anyway, but it didn't really matter. And offensively as well, Dak Prescott he threw 2 picks. CeeDee Lamb couldn't get the ball, and it was just a complete like turnaround in this football game. For my last football game I want to talk about, it's the Ravens versus Commanders. And this game was probably before the games all happened. This is probably the game to watch. 2 elite playmaking dual threat quarterbacks, Lamar Jackson, Jaden Daniels, who has been like the most outstanding rookie by far in the NFL so far. The Baltimore Ravens won this game 30-23. Jaden Daniels had a good game. Lamar Jackson had a better game. The Ravens went with a lot of running plays with Derrick Henry, who's still elite running back. And Lamar Jackson had 2 passing touchdowns, over 300 yards passing. And despite it being, despite Daniels going toe-to-toe with the 2-time MVP Lamar Jackson, Jackson still came out on top because he has the better team. And this was probably expected, but it was a good game in Baltimore for sure. Good game. For my next topic, I want to talk about the injury updates from this past week. And when these players are going to, if players that were injured before are going to return this week. For the first player, it's Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp is a huge fantasy player, wide receiver, LA Rams, of course. He had a positive workout on Monday. and his return is and this week is at least possible, but for sure in 2 weeks he'll come back. But they'll try to test him if he can make it by this week, which is a huge step for the LA Rams, huge step for Cup, and we'll see how he goes progresses in practice. For the next player that got injured was actually that happened again in the Lions and Cowboys game, what I was talking about before. Star defensive end, Aiden Hutchinson. He broke his leg, broke his fibula, and he's definitely out for the whole year. You could see videos of him getting injured. It was really scary. He actually led the league in sacks. He was having a defensive player of the year type of year in only his third year in the NFL coming out of Michigan. And it's really sad to see because he was balling this year. Like I said, he's the heart and soul for that Lions defense. They're going to miss him a lot, but with how good the Lions are right now, they can definitely plug in that hole for him. That got injured was actually the past Monday. James Cook for the Buffalo Bills was a late inactive for the matchup versus the Jets. He didn't practice on last Friday and Thursday, and he was limited on Saturday's practice. But then they still said he was still going to play on Monday, but then ruled him out like last second, like an hour before kickoff. So Ray Davis stepped in, backup running back, and Ty Johnson. Ray Davis had an excellent game, carried the load, second year running back, and had all the carries, went for over 100 yards rushing, and Josh Allen trusted him a lot for Buffalo out of the backfield on Monday. The next player is Jordan Mason. He actually injured his shoulder on Thursday night football against the Seattle Seahawks. He still practiced on Monday because they played Thursday night, so he had the full weekend. Practiced Monday. He's considered a day-to-day, but after leaving the game early, people were expecting maybe he's maybe out for a couple weeks, but he's straight back in practice. But his status will still be probably monitored by the 49ers, but expect him to play in Week 7 this following Sunday. For the next player, it's Alvin Kamara, obviously star running back for the New Orleans Saints. He was limited at practice on Monday. It's a short week. They play Thursday night football against the Denver Broncos at home. You should still expect Kamara to be a good to go for Thursday's game against the Broncos, but maybe they're just keeping him keep giving him rest because he does get a lot of touches of the football when they use him on offense for sure. My next player is Pat Surtain, the second. He has a concussion for the Denver Broncos. He's an elite cornerback. He was sideline practiced on Monday. It seems unlikely that he's going to, like, he plays for the Denver Broncos. And if he has a concussion, there's probably not, on a short week, there's no way he'll be making on time for the game against New Orleans. So expect him to miss out on that one. As well as Saints receiver Chris Olave, if they play each other, they'll match up against each other. But in this game, they probably won't see each other because both of them have concussions and both missed practice on Monday. And my last player is Aaron Jones, running back, Minnesota Vikings. He has a hip issue. He went. They had a bye week this week, but 2 weeks ago they played a game in London, and he injured his hip against the New York Jets. Got banged up. He's off a bye week now, so 2 weeks of rest. So expect him to do some work during practice this week. He already did some work on Monday, and I fully expect him to be back for Week 7. Moving on, I'm going to give you guys my top fantasy performers of the week, who balled out in fantasy this week, who went crazy, and had all the stats. For the first player, Derrick Henry, he had 24 carries, 132 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns, the 25 fantasy points. Ravens absolutely trusted him with the ball. They told him that the only way we're going to beat this Washington Commanders team that were coming on fire was with the ground game. So Derrick Henry had 25 fantasy points. Zay Flowers actually had a big game, wide receiver for the Ravens as well. Lamar Jackson trusted him. He had over 11 receptions, over 100 yards receiving. He had 22 fantasy points. Lamar Jackson, of course, quarterback, he had 18 fantasy points. Like I said, 2 passing touchdowns, a rushing touchdown as well, over 50 yards on the ground. Mark Andrews, you know, fantasy managers will be happy to see he's finally had a good game this week. He's been quiet for the first 5 weeks of the season. And week six, he finally exploded for 15 fantasy points. 15 fantasy points maybe doesn't sound like a lot, but it's a lot for a tight end that plays in the NFL nowadays. So you will always take 15 fantasy points for a tight end. So with the Ravens as well. Another player that went crazy was Jaden Daniels, the player they played against, the quarterback. He's been phenomenal. Just because he's a dual threat quarterback, so he runs a lot. You get a lot more points, obviously, when you run the ball as a quarterback. So he can rack up fantasy points as well. His teammate Terry McLaurin, receiver, he had two receiving touchdowns, which carried the Washington Commanders and carried my fantasy team. I could say that for a fact. And yeah, another player is Joe Mixon. Joe Mixon, Houston Texans running back, he finally came back. He was injured last week. People were missing him in their lineups, and this week he came back with a bang. 13 carries, 102 yards. He had two receptions, 30 yards on the in the air, a touchdown receiving, a touchdown rushing, 27 fantasy points, and yeah, he came up big for a lot of fantasy managers this week, and especially for the Houston Texans in general, who missed them last week. Another player that was really good this week for fantasy was AJ Brown. He missed the last 4 weeks, groin injury, but this week Jalen Hurts targeted him a lot. 9 targets. You know, he had 6 receptions, 116 yards receiving, a touchdown, 23.6 fantasy points. And you know, AJ Brown's always going to do well in fantasy, and he was dearly missed these past 4 weeks with his groin injury. Another player that he actually played his first game of the season. He was injured for the whole season, but he tight end Evan Engram for the Jacksonville Jaguars. He had 10 receptions on 10 targets. Trevor Lawrence, you know, Jacksonville Jaguars have been struggling all year. You can tell Trevor Lawrence has missed him. And Evan Engram had a really big game, over 100 yards receiving, which is always good for a tight end, like I said. 18 fantasy points. He was the highest scoring tight end in fantasy this week. And, you know, the fantasy managers put them on their benches waiting for him to come back. He finally came back and returned the favor for your teams. Another player that was really good this week was Tyrone Tracy Jr., running back for the New York Giants. He's actually just come out of nowhere. You know, Singletary, the starting running back for the New York Giants, is injured. He's replaced him the past couple weeks, and he's been really good. He had 17 carries, only 50 yards, but he had a rushing touchdown. Also, a lot of catches through the air. You know, catches are really good for a running back. You get extra points, especially if you play in a PPR league. So he had 6 receptions for over 57 yards. 22.7 fantasy points. And for a backup running back, if you put him into your lineup, you definitely got a huge win with that move, trusting a backup running back against the Cincinnati Bengals on Monday Night Football. Another running back that went crazy was David Montgomery. Like I said, he plays for the Detroit Lions. Detroit Lions crushed the Cowboys. He had over 80 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns, 21 fantasy points. On only 12 carries, too. He did all this on 12 carries, had 2 touchdowns, 80 yards. And, yeah, he was injured last week, too. Got a huge extension during the week, extra money. So, hopefully, he can keep on this level for the rest of the year. Another player that went really well was Jordan Love, quarterback, obviously, for the Green Bay Packers. He played really well, 258 yards, 4 touchdowns, only threw 1 pick. 25.6 fantasy points, and he's been really good, especially because he was injured for the first couple weeks of the season. He's come back and really improved his play, and fantasy managers would love to see that, love to see more of him. For my last topic, I want to talk about the next week games, just preview real quick. What are the most exciting matchups and what to watch for? The first game is the Lions versus the Vikings. Lions, obviously 4-1, destroyed the Cowboys in week 6. Vikings are 5-0, one of the two only undefeated teams in the whole league. That's going to be an exciting matchup in the NFC North, battle for the top spot in the division. Another game is the 5-0 Chiefs, the last undefeated team, against the 3-3 49ers in Santa Clara. Sorry, that's going to be a really exciting game. And my last game is the Ravens versus the Buccaneers, both 4-2, Monday Night Football. It's probably going to be a shootout with how many points those offenses score, for sure. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to tune in for my next show, episode 3, where I talk about all things fantasy football, NFL, give you all the insight.